You know, the first thing that I heard of yours was Kushti.
Mm-hmm.
Kushti. Let's go back to that time. How long ago was that?
Oh, my God. I'm 500 now, so I was 20. No, I was like...
10 years
ago? I think
ago?
I was like... It's longer than that. Jesus. Yeah, I was like, 18 or 19 or something. And it was in Suffolk, and all the boys were into the hip-hop. A couple of DJs, Adam and Chris. And they were putting some beats together, and that was Kushti.
What were you doing in Suffolk?
I grew up there.
Where?
In Framlingham.
Where's that?
It's like a little castle town near Woodbridge.
Is that sort of Southwold-ish?
Yeah.
Ipswich.
Have you been down there?
Well, sort of. It's quite nice out there, isn't
it's
it?
It's pretty beautiful. And
Camden by the sea. Or Hampstead by the sea.
It is now.
It's
it didn't
amazing.
Used to be. There was nothing there.
No, I remember those nice beers. Nice pubs. Those ale places. What are they called? Adnams or something.
Ale places. Adnams.
Is it Adnams?
That is.
Yeah.
It is the local beer.
Anyway, lovely part of the world.
Yeah.
Benjamin Britten.
Oh my God! And Piers. Yep.
There is.
They had a little affair. Made some beautiful music.
Heritage. So you were what? Literally, you were brought up there, and you went to school there, and all that stuff. And you discovered your voice there.
I did.
And were you clubbing, raving?
That's the thing. Everyone's like, "Oh, you went in the town," but we basically a lot of people had dads that were farmers, and they had what do you call them? Generators.
Right.
Oh, my God. It's so early in the morning. And basically, we'd go out into the forest or wherever, and we'd have big old parties because you have the generators. You take a couple of decks, you plug it in. No one cares about the noise. We could go all night.
So the original raves were in Suffolk?
Suffolk.
It was, right?
Yeah.
Forget the M25.
Get your head pass intact. Whoa.
Excellent. And so you basically got into the music thing and you started this band, right, with these guys?
Yeah, well, they started it and they asked me to join in.
And they must have been, did you know you had this incredible voice then? I mean, was people telling you that? Were you thinking, I want to be a singer?
Do you know what? No. I've never, it's weird. You just do it, don't you? And I've always done it since I was little. There's a tape of me when I was 5 doing some weird song.
Mm.
And I think if it's something that you've just done since you were little, you don't look at it like a thing that, I don't know. It's never been a thing. Oh, I'm not talking very well, but yeah. I've never looked at it like, oh, this is what I want to do. But it was just something I did and something I enjoyed. I actually wanted to do art originally, and that's what I followed. But thank God I didn't. You should see my drawings. They're bad, bad. Everything a girl could have wanted, she wants to share.
You set fire to my soul, think I'm gonna lose control.
done so many songs.
It's really hard to choose.
You've done a lot, haven't you? Do you write everything, or do you?
Sometimes I write, and sometimes I co-write. I mean, a lot of the stuff with Will, we co-write. And sometimes his first song that he wrote was Pushing On, where he did the lyrics and the melody, because he had never written a song before when we first met. And then and it was like, all right, yeah, check you out.
So how was he when you first met him? Because, I mean, talking about getting music out there, what's he done, 10 albums? He's not even 30 yet, is he?
He's very prolific.
Prolific?
That's the word.
Prolific.
And when I met him, I didn't actually meet him. It was by phone. And he sent me the tracks down, and I did it on my little weird little 8-track, and then sent him back. And the first 2 tracks we made together, we didn't actually meet. And then we got in the room together, and that was cool.
So you were still living in Suffolk then?
I was in Brighton. He was in Worcestershire. He was like in the Midlands, Middle Earth, hiding.
And he has got a slight Worcestershire accent.
Not now. It's all like, ah, por favor. All this talking, not much doing. People speaking, not much doing. I get tired of all this pain. I've been thinking, let's just stay in. I pack my bags for loving too. And where I'm going, ain't no room for you. I guess you pulled out, but it's all about. There ain't no time to work it out. I'm dropping down the same old track.
Because that was, it felt like you'd never leave. It was a little bit like you and Will Quantick were sort of, it's just like Mr. Scruff is Ninja and Cinematic Orchestra is Ninja. You were both True Faults, right? Did you feel that you had to just
step away? But at the same time, me and Will have just done a new album, and that's going to be on True Faults.
And that's going to be as Quantick with featuring Alice Russell? Or?
Well, we're working out how to word it, because basically it's equally both of our inputs, and it's got that Colombian vibe, it's got the English sort of... We've done a couple of covers, a couple of folk songs from all different parts of the world, which is kind of cool. But yeah, we're working out how to word it, but it's definitely going out with True Thoughts, and it's definitely equal opportunities act, both of us.
You've also done some guest things as well recently with other people, like David Byrne?
Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, that happened on my birthday. That's a good story, but it's true. I was somewhere in America, and I can't remember when because it's really early in the morning. And I woke up and looked at my emails, and there's an email from David Byrne saying, would you like to sing on this album? What could I say? The guy's one of my heroes. I adore him. So he's like, I just said yes straight away. And that was it. And I got to meet him. Pretty nice guy.
Where was that?
In London, actually, and he was touring, he was knackered, I was touring, and we were like, right, we've got an afternoon, let's do it. got in the studio together.
Was he riding his bicycle?
I wish he was. I love riding bicycles too. I was like, maybe we could do that together one time in New York.
Have you read his bicycle diaries?
No, I've got it. My friend gave it to me.
Yeah, it got a bit boring after all. But yeah, I like that.
let's be honest.
I like the idea of it.
But you know how good it feels, eh?
Mm.
If I could, I'd definitely put that on my rider. Yeah. Bikes for all the band.
Definitely.
Maybe motorbikes, but yeah.
So how many songs do you do?
Only one. It's one for everyone. Everyone did one. There's Santa Go, there's Roisin Murphy. It was good. I sat alone and watched TV. What a feeling can't be changed. As they say, a smile won't catch your eye. So goodbye, goodbye, goodbye to love it. Let's be loved. Riverside, it don't have to grow.
The other thing I was going to ask you, what do you think? A lot of people ask me, this is really weird, I was really fascinated to ask you this because I'm just curious by your response, but...
Am I a man?
And what do you make, and this is a really crap question, but not considering it's you and me asking it to you, is what do you make of X Factor? Do you watch it? You follow it?
Oh my God! No, I sometimes I watch it, but I don't follow it.
Yeah.
And someone was talking to me about it the other night, and I was like, okay, well, shit, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you're not sort of in.
Well, if you're like me, most weekends you're away, and you get back on Sunday night.
So the whole thing about singing competitions and all that stuff is just rubbish to you?
Simon Cowell cracks me up. I have to say, I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And it's good entertainment, but my God, don't get too involved. It's entertainment, you know. I think people that get too uptight about it, it's like, come on. It is what it is. It's like popcorn. Enjoy.
I've been enjoying it, this series. It's weird. I mean, maybe it's because I've got kids and that and they're into it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I do kind of like the fact that what they do, whether you like it or not, they do it very well. So there probably isn't any other programme on television apart from when England played Germany in the semi-final of the World Cup.
I always see your tweets about football.
No, but there's no moment where... In this day and age, when there's so much media, so much stuff you can be kind of, you know, just checking out, when so many people are watching the same thing.
Yeah.
So that's kind of rare. Like the old days when people would watch EastEnders, or there'd be that moment where everybody was there. They've managed to fulfil that somehow.
I suppose I get what you're saying.
And whether the music's any good or not is another thing.
No, but it's bringing people together and they're all like, yeah.
But I don't know whether it's a good thing for music, because people say to me, no, it's terrible for music, it's awful. You know, how can you support, how can you say it's any good?
It's not really about the music, though, is it, really? It's about entertainment. I think, and that's what I think you have to separate. It's about entertainment. It's not music. It's not about music ability. Sometimes it is, and sometimes there are amazing singers on there. But a lot of the time, you know why people are on there, and it's not about necessarily creativity. It's about, I want to be famous, which is a weird idea. I find it a weird idea, but some people want that, and fair enough, go for it. But
okay, but with you, switching it a little bit, is... You've got such an amazing stage presence and voice and all that stuff. There must have been times when there were people who kind of came knocking on your door and said, okay, Alice, it's all very cool you're doing all this kind of cool sort of underground sort of stuff, but, you know, we can make you a star.
Simon Cowell did, but he was very spotty in those days. and he had a weird beard, and I was like, who the hell are you? I told him to go away. I'm the one. I'm sorry now. No, but yeah, I mean, people are always trying to say...
Is that true?
Yeah, totally. Look at me. Look at my face.
I don't know. It could be. It could be. I mean, it could be true, because, you know...
Simon, if you're listening, just come back. We can be friends again. I didn't mean to say what I said. I take it all back. Yeah. Here on radio.
And so you literally dissed him?
No. But, you know, people... Yeah, of course people say that stuff. But it's weird. It's a weird idea. But I suppose if you've got... If people sing or they're an instrumentalist or something, I suppose people are always going to have that idea of cha-ching and let's do that with it. But... I don't know, what's life about? You've got to enjoy it. And
yeah,
do what
no,
you
I,
want to do.
I hear you. I mean, because I was having this conversation as well with somebody about Cheryl Cole, and he was saying, well, you know, at the end of the day, if country and western was the cool thing or whatever, they just get the best songwriter to do the song and she knock that out. It doesn't matter about the music. It's totally, you're just selling the product.
Yeah.
And for you, obviously, you could have sold out.
I don't know.
Many people do.
I don't think I could. I don't think... I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. No, that's good. That's good. It's nice to hear that. And obviously for you, the touring thing, and that's important, right? Because you're like... You remind me, when I see you, it's kind of like... I remember I saw Marlena Shaw, just great singers, you know, who just, like, control their bands. And, you know, you love it, right? You love it. You love the touring. You
mind
love the...
Mind tricks. Mind tricks. It's all about mind tricks.
Like what? Come on.
Totally not.
Talk. Touch. Teach me.
That's the thing. You won't know. It'll just... You're just being my control. So be careful. Not at all. I'm the most... I think I'm pretty easygoing, actually.
When you're out on the road and stuff like that? Because it must be quite difficult. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you're generally surrounded by blokes. Mm-hmm. It's in a bloke's world.
That's where I get girl tour managers.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And they're tough. They're tougher than boys.
Yeah.
Apart from I did have a lovely Abdullah. Did us in France.
And what's the band at the moment? How are you? What's the sort of lineup?
They're still basically we've been together for like 6 years. TM Duke's back on guitar. He
Incredible.
Had a little break for a bit.
Amazing.
I love him.
Yeah,
great. He had a baby, so he had a little break.
Cool.
And yeah, all the rest of the boys.
Who?
Dan Swain on bass, Jack Baker on drums, Ben on keyboards, Ben Jones, and Mike Simmons on violin and vocals because he's got amazing. High falsetto voice. So I get all the boys to do backing vocals as well. And that's the main band. But when I'm greedy, we have 16.
16?
We have 3 horns, 3 more BVs, extra keyboards and percussion.
Yeah, because I missed the show you did at the Union Chapel. That was this full...
That was, yeah, but that was like stripped down. We did like strings and, yeah.
you got coming up?
Forum, baby. Bring it on down.
Which is when?
Forum's on the 9th of December.
Great.
And I'm being greedy for that.
That's a big one.
Yeah, we're getting like... We're going to start off with 6, but we're going to add... And we're going to end up greedy. That's going to end with a lot of people on stage.
And favourite venue in London, the Forum? Good venue, underrated.
I've never played. Oh. Therefore, oh no, I lie. I did it with QSO.
Right.
Ages ago with De La Soul, they were doing it as well.
Right.
We did like a support thing. Coco's. I do love it.
Do you?
I love the redness.
Yeah, no.
I love the boxes.
I can see that. No, it does look amazing when you're in there, doesn't it? I saw Flying Lotus there the other day, and it was just him and Dora in concert.
I'm a bit gutted I missed that.
And drums. It was a trio.
I love him.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was amazing. I was really blown away because I walked in there. It was like a Wednesday. It was sold out. And basically, everyone was just, the anticipation for the show was high. And and when he went on, it was like free jazz. It was like avant-garde. It was totally almost impro music with a few little melodies that you recognise from his album. But the amazing thing was the crowd was going completely nuts. Like a punk show or like something, like rock. So...
But that's good music. That's touching people.
It was great. It was really
that's
great.
That's rawness. That's I wish... I'm a bit gutted about that.
To work with?
There's a lot of people. At the moment, I'm really digging Dame Funk. I love it. I really do.
Wow, and you should definitely do something with him. You'd love to.
I briefly met him in LA, but I didn't realise who it was, and I'd just finished the gig, and I saw him, and I was like, gravitated, sat next to him, and then got, I was like, oh, fuck. Because I saw a gig with him recently, and he did like, he was on the internet, and I watched it. It was like something immortal or something. Oh my god, they go hard. And then he goes off, he's on the keyboard, and then he goes and does the drums, and he comes up, and it's just like, yeah, he's fucking got the funk. Oh my god, it's like heavy hitting. Yeah. You think your world is falling apart, man, just realize it's just one less day. Just if you feel your world is falling apart, girl, just realize that it's just one less day.
You've got 5 tracks on your iTunes, which we're going to pull out in a moment.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
What are your 5 tracks you're going to pull out for this pod?
It was really hard to choose, as you can imagine.
Mm.
5 is hard.
Yeah.
I've gone for Right On For The Darkness, Curtis Mayfield, because, man, that guy, what can I say?
Did you ever see him?
No. I'm really upset.
Mm.
Man.
That was awful what happened to him, because he just, like, was... rehearsing, right?
It was a lighting rig, wasn't it? And then
fell on him.
That's fucking, it's ridiculous.
Mm.
But what a guy, and he, you know, the amount of stuff he did in, yeah, quite a small space of time.
You are there.
Play that.
Yeah, amazing. I'm gonna then go for Freedom Death Dance by Eugene McDaniels. I'm never buying that on vinyl, and just, and also Supermarket Blues off that album, but we're not gonna play that. But
is that the Jack of the Dagger album? Which album is that? Is
this, it's one of the rare, it's like red and it's got his crazy head on it.
Headless Horseman of the Apocalypse.
Apocalypse, yes.
Harry Whittaker.
Woo!
He passed away this week. Who played all the keys on Roberta Flack? And actually got some too.
What, first take? What?
Yeah, no, he
no, played, that was her.
He, yeah, no, he played on.
Which album? Which album? Oh, that's
weird. Play. I have it here.
That is a bit weird.
It is, here it is. Look, it's even here underneath me.
Ah, oh, yeah, 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 I've got that. Yeah, yeah.
We'll be right back.
Everybody wants happiness. Everybody wants peace of mind. Everybody says we should ignore the graves we dance upon. But I've really got news for you. There's no amount of dancing we can do that will ban the bomb. Be the starving children, bring justice and equality to you and me. No amount of dancing is gonna make us free, yeah. Gather round the riots, children. Everybody wants to dance.
Aretha Franklin, doing Won't Be Long, because she was one of my favourite first loves.
And still now?
Yeah, of course. And not the gospel stuff, I used to just sing along, put that on and just shut my door and scream along to a lot of that.
Out of the modern singers, the Alicia Keys, the Ericas, the Jill Scotts, all that sort of stuff, is there one that you go, that this is the one for me, the sort of modern day Aretha, or well, not Aretha, but just the, you know, kind of.
Georgia Ann Maggio. I have to say her voice hits a place in me. I think like a lot of those old soul girls. Yeah, I love her stuff and I love her lyrics and I love her. Yeah, I love her voice.
That's amazing.
Yeah, she's one of my favourites.
But she's kind of out of key sometimes, right? Is that the way she wants it to be?
I mean, bubble, double, double, and the sunset. No, I don't know. I think it's just a.
It's out. I mean, it's like out like June Tyson or some of those brilliant jazz singers. But it's a lot of people,
but it
straight
bends.
People.
And I think with, if you listen to Aretha, a lot of that stuff was some people would say it was flat, but I say no, it's bending the note. And like I've got a load of Randy Crawford, and there's a bit on the end that just goes, but it's like, no, who cares?
Yeah,
she hits me.
Yeah, no, place. No, that's a brilliant choice. Randy Crawford's another one, actually, isn't it?
Oh, I love her.
What a voice.
Oh, I love it.
I had a strange one the other day because I asked Steve Spacek, which artist would you most like to work with? And he was like, out of the blue, he goes, Randy Crawford.
And she still is sounding amazing because, you know, she's doing it with Joe Sample. Is it Joe Sample? Yeah, she does it. And, oh, my God.
I remember seeing them on Later with Jules Holland. Oh. That was great. She was tight.
Yeah.
Have you done that? Have you done Later?
No, they don't want me. I think they should have me.
That's incredible.
I know, it's hard, isn't it?
You need to be on that show.
Maybe I need to do some kind of cake making or massage.
They'll discover you. It's a funny game, isn't it?
I know. It is a game sometimes.
Gosh.
It feels like a game.
Just keep it going.
Simone, Do I Move You?
Oh.
Because you got to have her.
She's amazing. I saw that documentary about her the other day, and she definitely, I didn't realise what a powerful, how she was treated and how much she did for civil rights and all that stuff. Incredible.
And she was ill as well. I mean, a bit like Donny Hathaway, where people have that, you know, he's had mental health problems and... She did, definitely, and I think in that it was different times. I think, I don't know,
misunderstood lady.
Yeah, but so beautiful and gave so much. I mean, look how much she's given.
Yeah.
Do I move you? Are you willing? Do I groove you? Is it thrilling? Do I soothe you? Tell the truth now. Do I move you? It pleases me. Are you ready for this action? Does it give you satisfaction? Pleases me. When I touch you, do you quiver from your head down to your liver?
I'm going to do Dirty Love, and you could either play Frank Zappa version or you could do the J. Davey cover, which I am loving right now. Amazing riff, and yeah, Frank Zappa I adore. My boy, the boys in my band really turned me more onto him, but J. Davey, the cover of that is pretty cool. So.
Are you still learning about music as you go along?
Always. I mean, there's so much.
Where are you getting your music from? We get new info.
Al gives me a lot, which I love. Tim Duke, I get a lot of that naughtiness. And I get all my like dubstep because I love all that shit. And I get a lot of naughty stuff from him. But it's just from... Also, Twitter's great in the way the social networking thing's great because you do find out about a lot of new music from that. And I love it for that much, you know. Because sometimes it's too much. You're like, oh, I just want to shut off and shut away. But it's kind of cool for learning about new music. And yeah.
Do you like going clubbing?
Yeah. I still do it. Oh, God. Which, God forgive me, I was there tonight.
Proper raver.
Well, not as much as I used to.
Can you do like an eight-hour bender? Down.
Sometimes you have to.
Yeah.
You know the job. If the music's good enough, though, come on.
And
we can keep going.
And what about kind of going to concerts? Do you like going to see watch other singers and stuff? Yeah. Going to jazz clubs? Do you go, when's the last time you went to somewhere like Ronnie Scott's and Ooh. Checked out a jazz group?
Jazz. I went recently and saw Judith Owen.
Who?
Judith Owen.
Sorry.
She basically is married to Harry Shearer, and she's a jazz singer. Wow. And she asked me to get up with her, and I went and did a bit of stuff in down there.
In Ronnie's.
And I hadn't been to Ronnie's for years.
It's a wonderful place, isn't
it's
it?
It's good.
I don't think there's a better club.
Give me your dirty love. Like you might surrender to some dragon in your dreams. Give me your dirty love. Like a pink donation to the dragon in your dreams. I don't need your sweet devotion, and I don't want your cheap emotion. Whip me up some dragon lotion for your dirty love. Your
your dirty love. Give me your dirty love. Like some tacky little pamphlet in your daddy's bottom drawer. Give me your dirty love. I don't believe you never seen his book before. I don't need no consolation. I don't want your reservation. I only got one destination, and that's your dirty love. Your dirty love. Your mama make her fuzzy poodle do. Give me your dirty love. The way your mama make that nasty poodle chew. I'll ignore your cheap aroma and your little Bo-Peep diploma.
I'll just put you in a coma with some dirty love. Some dirty love. That dirty love.
The poodle bites.
Come on, friend.
The poodle chooses
nap.
The poodle bites.
Come on, friend.
The poodle chooses
nap.
The poodle bites.
Come on, friend.
The poodle chooses
nap.
Poodle bites.
Come on, friend.
Poodle chooses.
Not a speck of cereal.
Poodle bites.
Come on, friend.
Poodle chooses.
Nothing but the best for my
dog.
Oh, here we go, Alice Russell. Brilliant. Alice Russell.
I thought I was bad.
Breakdown different for a while.
Yeah. Total all sketches right now.
Well, so. Okay, let's
but we have got, on breakdown, we've got a lovely guest.
Is there a guest on here?
Durando's on there.
Hey?
Durando.
What, didn't I, Durando? Really?
I got to sing with him in the States.
It's amazing. Should
thanks
we just
to the park.
Should we talk over this a little bit?
Yeah, let's talk over this. Let's talk about him. Oh! But yeah, we basically, the park, who are from San Francisco, play with him and Nino Marcello. And I got to do backup vocals for him. So I got to go, legs! And it was, he's such a beautiful guy. And it was such an honour to do that. So you can rap over this as well.
Okay, we can let the song go a little bit, right?
Yeah, of course you can. It's just music. Nice and rough.
It's in the answer lies the question, the subject that we started on. My mind and thoughts are open, imagination feeding up my soul. So what we don't know.
It's really great. This is it feels to me actually like the three songs that I've got here, it's a slight change in direction.
Totally. I mean, the last album really was about going back with a band, and we literally did that in 2 days. It was a room this size and we recorded in 2 days. It was like a live sessions album. So this is like our next proper, you know, me and Al in the studio beefing away album. So yeah, and these are only just three. We've got about 15 tracks. Wow. So we're going to be tailoring it down.
And is this going to be coming out on your label, or are you not sure yet?
We are seeing how it goes. Definitely different in France and those sort of areas, but we're working out what we're going to do for the States in here. So, yeah.
Okay, let's listen to this one. This is goodie as well.
This is proper, like, this is literally the first vocal. This is a sketch.
Is it?
This, you're hearing, like, how we work in the studio. This is like.
People are going to be going, when it finally comes out and it's finished, Miss, they'll go, we prefer the version.
Oh, we like the sketch. Give the sketch. Give us the fucking sketch, bitch.
You know how it goes. Explanations are to a penny. And then you fall quiet. Communication late. We find ourselves back again. And he turns up 2010. Drag me back up. And I'm maybe you're not a creature. So don't in a to me for a time, but that's just because. Yeah.
You can hear that's a sketch.
But it feels good. You know, you're talking about Georgia and Muldrow and these sort of quite lo-fi productions.
And I remember listening to CeeLo talking about when they're laying their vocals, sometimes, and this is why me and Al are definitely investing in a good mic for the studio, because sometimes it's good just to have the mic there, and those first takes, when you first come up with that idea, that's what you want to encapsulate in for a recording. And sometimes, you know, you're always going to have the essence of that song, but when you first come up with the idea, sometimes it's, like, hard to get that vibe back, and that's what you really want to give people on a recording, so...
Well, look, what I'm hearing is brilliant of the new stuff, so I'm looking forward to that all getting too smooth and horrible and going back to the sketches.
It won't. It'll be dirty, baby!
I know it won't. all right, so basically next year, so you've got this show, which by the time people listen to this will probably have been passed at the Forum, and then next year, what's the plan for you?
Well, we're going to try and get this little baby out, this new album out for May, if all things go well, and then we're going to go touring. I think we're going to get out there and tour and do shows.
Alice, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Charles, for having me in.
That was good. Is there anything we haven't covered?
We've covered a lot, but I think we could talk about politics next in the next podcast, but let's not.
Part two.
Let's not bother about that.